Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Yes, indeed, it is Wednesday, so it's Matters of the Heart Wednesday. Thank you so much for your love and support, and thank you for your birthday wishes. I turned 46 young on Monday. I really wanted to broadcast on Monday. Literally had no power. So it was, on my birthday, literally did not have power for a couple of days. I experienced a power outage on Saturday afternoon, and the power, it was a neighborhood power outage. And then, trying to make a long, a kind of long story short, then, because I was going to broadcast on Saturday night, thank God I had not put it on the schedule. Because I know that is very disappointing to expect a show to be broadcast and then it's not. Because I did not know how the weather would be. We had a quick little storm Saturday and strong winds. Liam blew on a energy cable wire, but then a neighborhood outage, it was another thing. So our power, you know, came back on around 5:30 that evening, but this power line was still down. So I reported it. So it was an emergency call, and so the emergency truck did not see the power line, so it was yanked out, causing it was attached to our meter box base, and was literally pulled apart. And so my family and I, we had to get an electrician and to come and replace all that, get the city of Jackson to get us a permit. Big shout out to everyone, too, Energy and electrician, Armin Electric, and the city of Jackson also, because they got the job done early Monday, and it was my birthday. I left for a moment because I had planned to go to the zoo, but it began to rain as I was en route to the zoo. So I had a change of plans, and so I chit-chatted with some friends of mine and came back home while I was out. Missed the guy I'm seeing. Haven't heard from him since. Hope I'm not dumped. You think I'm dumped? You know, he's the one that initiated, you know. Well, I like my guy, my boyfriend or whatever, but I hadn't seen him since, so I don't know. I had told him I was going to go to the early part of the day. I thought he had plans to see me later. Since I decided not to go to New Orleans on my birthday, hopefully I get down there finally before the end of the month, early next month, whatever, but definitely will be in Dallas real soon for the Black Access Granite, a networking event that I have missed the first 2 years, but this is the third year, and I'll be a VIP walking vendor, and so I'm looking forward to that. You guys know how much fun I had at the Small Business Expo in Dallas back in May, so I'm looking forward to this. This is like a Black Business Expo, and so, but everyone's welcome, and it's going to be a blast. Big shout out to Heather Perkins also for visioning this at this event and different type of events. She's an amazing person when it comes to effectively networking and really promoting other businesses and setting a good example also as an amazing Dallas-based entrepreneur also. So just wanted to put that shout out. And a shout out to Carol also, Dog Days of Summer is coming up August the 23rd. Visit the website, also carolms.org. There are events coming up this weekend at Carol and plus at PetSmart on I-55 North, okay? I want to put in these quick plugs right quick. But the thing is, I didn't have any power over the weekend. Really wanted to broadcast. You guys know ever since I've been broadcasting, I love to celebrate my birthday and love it when you guys share with me. Received so many birthday messages and in person and online. My Facebook pages have literally just filled with birthday wishes. So you guys like me, huh? Thank you so much. I feel loved. But back to my guy. I hope I'm not dumb because I haven't heard from him since. But I don't know. I don't know. Oh my goodness, did I get in trouble? I hope he's okay. You know, you could go on and think things, but I'm like, okay, maybe I haven't heard from him since. And he had been talking about the anniversary of my birth. But I'll leave that alone right now. We're talking about building respect and trust within relationships and also exclusive relationships and, of course, celeb news. I'm brokenhearted. I'm hesitant to start talking about one of my favorite actors and comedians because also it's regarding a topic that I talk often about but not often enough, and that's the topic of suicide. And, of course, I'm speaking of Robin Williams, sending much love and condolences to his wife and his kids and his family and loved ones and those of us that have loved him for years. Like many of you, he won my heart and on the first episode of Mark and Mindy when I was a little kid. I mean, I have a lot of favorite actors, but there are actors that I have loved literally from the first time I laid eyes on them and seen their works. More work. Robin Williams, Tom Hanks, James Woods, Eric Roberts, to name a few actors that I have literally have loved and been in love with their work since a kid. And it just, I when I heard of his death and then it had not been disclosed what happened, I was heartbroken. I'm like, I hadn't heard anything about the illness. My mom was like, well, doesn't he have a popular show now? He's back on TV and he's doing this. And, you know, I hear that he has two big movies coming out for Christmas time, you know. And I'm like, oh, my God, did he have a illness that we didn't know about? Was it a wreck? And then when I hear asphyxia, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm already thinking because I talk about this subject. I'm already thinking, oh, God, I hope it wasn't, you know, what they said it was, suicide. And I hope we don't see a spike in suicide also. As sad as I am about his death occurring due to suicide, it is a topic that often we discuss here, and but not often enough. Throughout my life, I've experienced losing friends, coworkers, favorite celebs, like many of you, from suicide. And right here on this show, you guys heard me like a year and a half, 2 years ago, talking with one of my, Will Perez, who said he's my number one fan, one of my awesome Facebook friends in New York. He literally came out and told me he was suicidal on air. You guys remember that? And I was like dumbfounded. I'm like, oh, my God. And thankfully, he's still, you know, I don't think he's thought about that anymore, to be honest. But you guys, if you were listening to the show, you remember that. I was like, oh, my God, I cannot believe what he has just disclosed live on air. Because it was like on his mind, like right then and there. And but, you know, I pulled out all honest, the truth words that I could, you know. Because, you know, some of us, we all get sad. Many get depressed with the way things are now. But, you know, it's part of our emotions to become sad. But when suicidal thoughts happen, and then also it's important, you don't know what other people are going through. And I was looking at an article. There's an article on the Blog Talk Radio website that's been displayed. Different articles are like promoted on our site, and they're saying the headline says that Robin Williams' humor masked his pain, you know, and it's just something. But we'll talk more and more about Robin Williams on this week on the podcast here on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and also on my newest podcast, Image Mechanisms. Now, I should have my schedule set and everything pretty as spontaneous as many of us like to be. I know we like schedules, so I will have the schedules out with these for you guys and guests, because there are guests that are ready to come on and talk with us and share with us, and looking for you to call in also. I love doing these commentary style shows where, you know, you guys don't call in or maybe chat with me. You do be talking to me on Facebook and Twitter, but I love the interactive shows also, especially when we have guests and you call in and you ask questions and make comments. So have guests that are ready to be on. You know, the so-called hiatus I've been taking. Guests are ready to do their thing and share with you what they're doing. Peter Cook, our friend in the UK, will be a guest on August the 30th on Saturday. So looking forward to speaking with him. And, oh, my God, he has so much. It probably be a two-part interview, I'm already thinking, because he is full of so much, a wealth of information, music, stories. I just love the stories that he shared with me and others. It's just so amazing. But because this is only like a 30, 45-minute show, I'm going to cut the detail. Again, we're talking about building respect and trust within relationships, and also the topic of exclusive relationships and celebs. And you guys have heard throughout the years since 2011 here on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, Matters of the Heart, I and different friends talk about exclusive, open relationships, or, you know, like Dean, you would call in sometimes and talk about the adventures of his bachelor life. My friend Belinda Bostic, who is happily married with two kids, and so you remember Slumber Parties, and now Slumber Parties teamed up with Pure Romance. So she's a Pure Romance consultant. So we definitely got to get Belinda on the show. I have been telling my guy about how awesome Belinda and her products are. And then there's Andrea Carter also of in Alabama, who also sells Pure Romance. I've yet had her on the show to talk about the amazing products from Pure Romance, but definitely need to get Belinda on also to talk with us about what's going on and what are some of the newest products. She's definitely a friend of the show, and sending shout out to she and her family in Houston, Texas. But again, thanks for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, especially Matters of the Heart Wednesday, you know, Motivating Monday, always fun, and every day of the week, anytime, always have fun broadcasting here. We'll continue on. I'll continue playing Minstrel Cycle, my theme song since late 2013. And thank you. I'm very excited about the birthday month, and very excited that you guys are so supportive and also sharing of show ideas and the works. But sending a lot of love vibes out to you, and thank you for your prayers and love vibes, too. You are listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And I like to take notes, but praise God. God is, I believe I'm flowing pretty good without having notes in front of me. Don't you hate it when one is very hesitant or is doing too many So I'm glad that I'm flowing. I am prepared, but I just don't have my pen and paper notes like in front of me. But again, thank you for tuning in. The number is 714-409-0614 if you would like to call in and share your advice regarding building respect and trust within relationships and the topic of exclusive relationships. I will share some of my research work from what I've researched, and being 46, my take also on exclusive. you know, cause sometimes you might be, you know, dating or are new to the dating world, because I'm just, like, getting back out there, re-entering, putting my socialite crown back on. And so, you know, getting back out there and dating or, you know, seeing people and all of that. But then sometimes there are people that are just out there dating, and then they finally Cupid hits, and then they're seeing somebody, and then they might be still dating and seeing other people. But then sometimes they might decide, wait a second, we really dig each other, so why not be exclusive? But then there's some people that decide, hey, we really dig each other, but, you know, we can keep it open but have different, you know, there. I was looking, as I was doing research yesterday, there's different types of, there's like pre-exclusive relationships, and I'm going to talk about that most definitely. We'll talk about open relationships on another time. Open relationships, there are different type of open relationships too. Like I mentioned, you know, and I was watching a discussion on Huffington Post where they were talking about the different types of open relationships, and this one woman said that swinging didn't work for her and other things didn't work for her, but being in polyamorous type relationships worked for her, that she's been in like three for a long time. You know, when you're in like solid relationships with one, with two or more people, you're in a polyamorous relationship and open about it. And so, but she said that type of open relationship worked for her, you know. And sometimes it's open just because you haven't decided to become exclusive yet. Because, you know, I know in my dating life, I've been married twice, of course, and still looking forward to being legally divorced soon. But I know in my dating life, especially when I'm dating somebody, and then it's like magic words to hear, hey, don't you think it's time for us to be exclusive, you know? So cool. But sometimes it's not the exclusive thing for some people. It might be exclusive, but then they have some open in there also. But we'll talk more. But again, thank you for tuning in to Matters of the Heart Wednesday. I am Beth, a.k.a. B-Truth.
love you, that I love you with all of my heart. I could have told you, could have told you from the very start. Now you've gone away. I just hope it's not too far. Hope it's not too late. Now this whole thing is so bizarre. I should have told you just how much I love your smile. I could have given you mine in return, but that was not my style. I should have told you just how much I love your kiss. I should have told you. Now I'm sitting here just reminiscing. Had you gone away, I'm sitting here kicking my own bell. I was just acting way too hard. Oh, could I had you, baby? Barefoot and pregnant, four kids in our backyard, but you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you've come back home. This song I won't have to be singing. Should I, I would have done better. I known you were gonna leave. I'd never let you. Now I'm writing you this letter. Should have, could have, would have, if I knew back then what I know right now.
Could have, would have done better.
Well, yeah.
Should have, could have, would have.
Would have done better.
Ooh, love it, Larry Graham, Prince. Oh my God, talking about artists and musicians I've loved since day one. Those guys. Oh my God, my older sister. You know, when I was a kid, she loved playing her some Sliding the Family Stone, Grand Central Station. Oh my God, when she brought home Prince's first album, I was like, oh, I am in love. I was loving Paul Stanley of Kiss. He was like my first crush. I've had a crush on him since I was like 3. But then Prince came into my life. So those guys have always had a special spot in my heart. You know, and B.B. King I've loved since day one. Oh, God. But that Larry Graham and Prince, wow, they're no joke when working individually or together. I love that song. I just had to play it this morning. Yes, indeed. But again, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going to go ahead and talk. Live stream and stop in about 5 minutes. We're going to continue on making this a 45-minute broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Love you much. Here's Keith Sweat. I was going to save it for the end, but what the heck? chilling in bed listening to the show, or if you're getting out of bed, you probably feel like getting back in bed, you know. These love jams, right? I don't want to make you late for whatever you need to do this morning. But I thank you to my worldwide listeners. It's not only it's morning where I'm at. I'm in the deep south USA of America, but I know many listeners worldwide are afternoon, evening time, late night. So sending love to you, and thank you, too, for your love and support, okay? Thank you. Big shout-out to Ebony Empress. Perry Gorton, other more friends in the UK, my friends all across the country here, right here in Jacktown, my friends in Big D, in Houston, in Atlanta, in Florida, in Minneapolis, the Twin Cities, in LA, in New York, just all around the world, small towns and big cities, my friends that I effectively network with. I love you and I thank you. You are amazing. And thank you for networking with me and looking forward to, you know, we some of us know each other in person and haven't seen each other in a long time. Some of us are online friends and hope to meet one another one day, right? Right. So just shouting you out and thanking you, okay? So I have a post shared on one of my Facebook pages, on the one that's Miss Beth Nelson, the pseudonym name, one of my pseudonym names. And also remember to like the page Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But I love this poster. This is a quote from Walt Disney. Do what you do so well that people can't help telling others about you. So do what you do so well. Your work, your craft, your community work, whatever you do, you know, like Russell Simmons says, do you. That's pretty much what Walt Disney was saying. Do what you do so well that people can't help telling others about you. In other words, the words of Russell Simmons, do you, most definitely. So there are amazing. There's one particular article that I wanted to start with before getting into talking about creating trust and respect. But before I do that, I'm going to share a poem, if it will. See, that's why I like paper and pen. Okay, that I have shared, you know, as I've been preparing for the show. And it's about love. Love is when two people touch each other's soul. Love is when two people touch each other's soul. Love is honesty and trust. Love is helping one another. Love is mutual respect. Love means that differences can be worked out. Love is reaching your dreams together. Love is the connection of two hearts, yours and mine. I think that is beautiful. Reminds me of a poem I had written back in, like, 94. I was at Disney World with my boyfriend at the time, and he had inspired me to write this poem, Yin Yang Love. Many of you have heard it or read it or seen it. And my other phone is ringing. Oh, so that would be go to voicemail. Please excuse me for I have to call them back because I am live on air. And it kind of, the words of this poem kind of reminds me of that poem, Yin Yang Love. And that is a poem that I had sent to Michael Jackson also, because he knew the person that was my boyfriend at the time when I had written it. That boyfriend, rest in peace, because he had passed away almost 10 years ago. And even after we had broken up, we remained friends. And, you know, it's amazing when you don't have your loved ones that you can, like, physically talk to, pick up the phone, or you visit one another or whatever. So, you know, but that is a beautiful poem that I had just shared with you also. But I'll share Yin Yang, for those of you that haven't heard Yin Yang Love, I'll share it with you, and I'll start putting things on my SoundCloud profile. And I feel like I need to create a new Reverb Nation, because I have a network with a lot of artists also that I play their music on Reverb Nation SoundCloud, and a lot of people send me music, but because I've been having trouble getting into my Reverb Nation accounts, so it looks like I might have to create a couple new ones, one for artists and one for, you know, the business side. But I just wanted to share that poem with you really quick regarding love. I have it posted again on my pages, so if you network with me, you have seen it. Again, I'm trying to get back to couple articles that I wanted to share with you regarding building trust and love, trust and respect within our relationships. But there was one particular article that I wanted to talk about from Match.com, and I hope I can, okay, from eHarmony, yes, because it's perfect to talk about, because we only have about 8 more minutes, so I want to talk about that and also get in on exclusive relationships, and we can continue talking about building trust and respect within relationships and exclusive relationships on next week. But another topic we'll talk about too is, you know, how do you know when it's the right time, or when is the right time to, you know, to score, you know, men and women. Oh, when is the right time, in my Steve Harvey voice, to give up the cookies? Steve Harvey and Patty Stanger. Patty says no sex until monogamy, pretty much 90 days or so, or no sex before monogamy, no kind of sex. Steve Harvey says definitely do not give up the cookies before 90 days of courtship. Well, the guy I've been seeing a month plus, I guess we're still seeing each other. You know, exactly. That's why I didn't want to give up the cookies. And, I told him up front, I said, I'm practicing the Steve Harvey philosophy and Patty Stanger philosophy, and, you know, my own. I'm not giving up the cookies. Well, I nicknamed him. I don't say his name, but I tell you his nickname is Cookie Monster. I call him Cookie Monster because I gave up my cookies. And he stuck his hand in the cookie jar. I'm about to laugh. But we'll talk about that on next week, and I definitely hope you call in and talk about when is the right time. You know, some people, like, hey, some people think first, second, third day. Some people give it up before they even go on the first date, right? So, but, you know, is it what's right for you, what you feel comfortable with you? Because it's all a gamble. I know when I'm watching Steve Harvey shows, sometimes when individuals are debating with him about the 90 days, giving up the cookies, even some women be like, I cannot wait 90 days of courtship to give up my cookies. But, you know, is it how you feel, or, you know, when it's, because some people could be married before 90 days, right? I know. So let's talk about that also. We'll continue talking about building trust and respect in relationships and exclusive relationships, but we'll also talk about when it's the right time. And it's not just for women, for men too, you know? I don't know if what you're considered cookie, what's equivalent to cookies for guys, you know? When is the right time? It's not just of us women, I feel, you know? Because sometimes I feel like, wow, if a guy, you know, give it up so soon, who else was he giving it up to? I mean, you know, really, not being insecure, but it just makes you wonder, just like you guys think. Is she giving it up to me? Who else she give it up to? You know, we women think that way also. Yes, we do. But from eHarmony, eHarmony has an article that says what makes a man want to be exclusive with you, exclusivity with you. And it is from Christian Carter, author of best-selling e-book Catch Him and Keep Him in a free newsletter. And this goes on to commitment and relationships, and again, it's an article from eHarmony. And it goes on to say that, is it getting to the point where you need to have the talk with the guy you're dating? Christian Carter explains why trying to force a man into commitment never works, and how to set up, have things set up right from the start so he's the one asking you for exclusive relationship. If a man hasn't talked about being exclusive with you yet, then he's likely still casually dating. But you can set, so that, you know, that means safe sex, too, you know, because we don't want anybody, you know, getting sick. If you're out there, you know, he's out there, you're committed to him, and he's out there not only casual dating, but also having casual sex. It's important to have safe sex. And if you're out there casual dating, having casual sex also, you know, So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know how to have that safe sex also. But as it goes on, this is me talking. But you can set things up from the beginning of a relationship so that a man naturally wants a commitment from you. And it's the one asking you for exclusivity. Here's how. Maintain your power in the relationship. You never want to be in a situation where you are asking a man where you stand with him. Not only does this put you in a vulnerable position, but it assumes that he's the one in control. It will actually make him feel less attracted to you. Men are simply not attracted to women who try and convince them to be in a more serious relationship with them. Instead, men are deeply and naturally attracted to women who live their lives and have certain standards when it comes to interacting with men. And one of the unspoken standards that is most attractive to a man is a woman who is what I call selective. How being selective makes him want only you, when a man has an easy time having a woman fall for him, or a man sees a woman acting in a way that says she would not be okay with his love and commitment, without his love and commitment, then a man is turned off. He senses that the reason she wants to move forward is more about satisfying unmet emotional needs than about true connection and appreciation. On the other hand, when a woman is selective about how and when she moves into a more serious and committed relationship, she's coming from a place of inviting the man to be with her, but at the same time being clear that her life is going to continue forward and be full and rich no matter what a man does. This attitude is a subtle shift, but the response that a man will have to it will make all the difference. When a man senses that the woman he's with is also carefully deciding whether or not she should choose him or not, suddenly a man will jump into the space that brings a more committed relationship together, making him think it's all his idea. So aside from having the right attitude, how do you show a man that you're selective and draw him closer to you? You can do it by saying something as simple as it's completely your right to date more than one woman at a time. But I want you to know that I'm looking for an exclusive relationship with the right person. So I just want to find out if we're on the same page before taking things further. And I definitely, that is so important, you know, to lay out and have an understanding, you know, exclusive relationship or, you know, open relationship. Because even if it's an open relationship, why should it be one-sided? If we're not exclusive yet and you're casually dating and you're casually having sex with people, well, should I not have that right also if I choose to? You know, a lot of women, though, we would be exclusive to the man, even though I have guy friends who would be exclusive to their women, while their women out there doing